Do I just have that look? I need help, or I'm just a foodie and I want to try new things. I'm shopping for dog food, grocery store, yesterday. Out of the blue, this lady, mature grandma. Hey, come here. You know what goes good with these cheese puff jalapenos? I was walking through the chip aisle going to the dog food. I go, sour cream, cheese puff, jalapenos? She goes, no, red wine. Pick yourself up a bottle and get a bag and you'll have a great holiday season. Well, thank you, Grandma. She just...
Had she already been into the wine? Maybe, I don't know. Strangers to encourage the same?
Cheese puff jalapenos. You know those snack bags, right?
Yeah.
And she said, and she claimed with red wine, the best combo for the holiday season coming up.
I don't know if any wineries would be offering that as a tasting, but maybe.
Well, there's a local winery that has a wine pairing specifically for pizza. I'm like, that sounds great to me. Let's pair it with some junk food. There's a couple Instagram accounts that pair it with specific like Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I've seen that before. Yeah, there you go. Never cheese puffs jalapeno, but if you want to try it, that's up to you. It was exposed to me, and thank you, Grandma. I appreciate that. 92.5.
I love that you cut through the chip aisle to get dog food. I'm like, it's nowhere near the dog food.
Maybe I was picking up something
else. Exactly.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bowe and producer Hope. How about a good vibe story of the morning? Gentleman is 65 years old, just had his birthday. His name's Earl. Well, when his kids were growing up, he's always like, you know, I had to sell my 67 Camaro for diaper money. Kind of gave him the business. You know, I lost my dream car to make sure you kids were fed and diaper
Holy
money.
Holy guilt trip, Dad.
Yeah, big time. Well, his son Jared secretly found a very similar 67 Camaro and took 2 years, fixed it up, and on his birthday, delivered it to Dad.
That is not just a 67 Camaro.
Right?
That is your 67 Camaro. That is your car.
Thanks for the diaper money, Dad.
Yeah, wanting Dad to really understand how much I love him, and I'm like, what is the greatest thing possible? And it's the Camaro. It was always going to be the Camaro.
Wow, cool son.
It was always going to be the Camaro.
Yeah.
The diaper money story followed them through life.
But yes.
The man wanted nothing more than his Camaro back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
4 decades later, the son provided it. Awesome. Is there something, I mean, I would never say that to my kid, diaper money, but
right.
And I wanted something, I sacrificed. Is there anything?
you have to sell it.
Wait, isn't it a yellow car you want that you poke your kids like?
All the time.
I can't get my yellow dream car because.
No, it's just, you know, one day one of them is going to buy their mama a yellow car.
Okay, there you go.
They've all assured me of that. Which one's going to get there first? I don't know.
Yeah, so you have put in the universe.
Oh,
you want
put
that yellow
there.
Car. Okay, do your parents ever drop hints they want something from you? Like, so many sacrifices we made raising you.
My mom always jokes that she wants a Jaguar with heated seats.
Oh.
That's her,
that's her car home.
She's hoping for.
Yeah. That might be more expensive than her dream car and Earl's.
I just want like a little bug or something. I need no Jag.
Hey, y'all, this is Thomas Redd. With someone as beautiful as you.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, TR, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We are great. You might have to settle an argument here. Beautiful
okay.
as you, Hope thinks it's for her. TJ thinks it's for her. I think you wrote it for me, buddy.
It's for all of y'all. How about that?
Okay.
that's a nice way of telling us. It was about my wife.
Yes.
I've gotten really good at settling arguments in my house. So that's the way I know how to do it.
You are definitely overrun in that house. You have beautiful children,
ma'am.
A beautiful family you've made. And I just recently stumbled on a picture of you and your wife in high school.
Yeah.
And you had sacks of flour.
Yeah. Yeah, did y'all not do that in high school? Like in, I can't even remember the class. I guess it would have been psychology or something, but they made you like take care of a sack of flour that you had to like change the diaper and do all the things. It was like parent education or something.
So how is having 4 kids as compared to the flour?
Well, my My kids have more of an opinion than that sack of flour did. I can promise you that.
So true. You know, Thomas Rhett, thank you so much. You and Lauren, you put so much of your life on social. Thank you. It was her birthday a couple days ago, and I see her up on your shoulders, which some people do at the concerts, you know, to see better.
Yeah.
But you know what it reminded me of? As a teenager, chicken fights in a pool. And I'm like, Thomas Rhett and his wife just... Honey, get on my shoulders. She's like, what?
And it's a lot easier in the pool. I can promise you that. A lot easier. No, we were that picture that all those pictures. Me and Lauren spent our anniversary in Africa this year, and that was right after we had done this like gorilla trekking experience in Rwanda. And I don't know. She just wanted to get on my shoulders, and I have a lot of pictures of me falling, getting her off of my shoulders, and I just decided not to post those. So.
You know what, though? Like, on a safari like that, the other animals could have thought you were being combative, you know, puffing out your chest there, getting taller.
Dude, 100%. Like, that, being in Africa is probably our favorite place to go. I mean, we go over there a lot. My wife does a lot of mission work over there, and so usually on the front end or the back end, we'll go to, like, you know, Kenya or Tanzania and take our kids on safari. And it's the craziest thing that I've ever done in my life.
Wow. So exciting. We're talking to Thomas Rhett. Beautiful as you. We really love. We were joking about it earlier. Is it for us? Is it for us? You wrote it for your wife. But you know what? Anybody could take that. And with the holidays coming up or, you know, the Cupid Day, play it for a loved one.
That's right. That's right. Bottle it up and put it in a stocking. Give it to somebody for Christmas.
I like that idea. Okay. TR, stick around because I've got an idea how you could give that gift, beautiful as you, to someone.
Okay, okay. Thomas Rhett, please beware because he is the king of bad ideas. Heads up on that.
No, it's a good one. Stick around. So exciting. We're talking to Thomas Rhett. Beautiful as you. We really love. We were joking about it earlier. Is it for us? Is it for us? You wrote it for your wife. But you know what? Anybody could take that. And with the holidays coming up or, you know, the Cupid Day, play it for a loved one.
That's right. That's right. Bottle it up and put it in a stocking. Give it to somebody for Christmas, you know?
You know, for the holidays, you get a huge box, huge, and then you open it, it's another box, but it gets all the way down to an MP3 or...
Oh my gosh, what a great idea.
Or recorded a play, Beautiful as You.
Yeah, I'm going to send you all that for Christmas. Be on the lookout for it.
Yay!
My poor wife's going to be like, I thought the pots and pans I wanted were in there.
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't say William Sonoma on it. What is this?
So, Thomas, let me ask you this, because you've always had such a fun party-type vibe, but still stay grounded as a family man. I don't know how you're able to do it, but I know it's genuine, and I love you for it. But so, as we're seeing country music, as we're seeing things introduced to us like Post Malone.
Yeah.
Different things, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that? You seem to be embracing it with open arms.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I was talking to, who was I talking to about this? Maybe Ernest. Do y'all know Ernest at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But me and Ernest were talking, because Ernest wrote, you know, basically every song on that Post Malone record, and along with a bunch of other people. And he was like, man, you know, when my song is like directly underneath Post Malone's song, it's just, it's so many of Post Malone's eyeballs on my music, you know, talking about Ernest. And so, but I think a lot of the time too, like I've spent a lot of time with Post Malone. We did, CMA Fest on the same night, and I was on his bus, and we were just passing the guitar back and forth, playing, you know, every Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson song we could think of. And, that dude is a walking country music jukebox. You know what I mean? And I think when you understand how Post Malone grew up, he grew up real country and with a daddy that played him all kind of 80s and 90s country music. And so even though he took kind of a different musical path for the first part of his career, that dude knows country music. You know what I mean? And so, dude, I mean, when you hear, I mean, I think that's why it's doing so well. Like, not only are the songs great, but I think it's coming from I know it's coming from, like, the most genuine spot ever. And so when I see people like Post wanting to make a country record, it's like, yeah, dude, I mean, I can't believe it took you this long.
What took you so long?
There you go. Thomas Rhett, stick around a little bit longer, please. We know you're busy, but we understand there was an awkward moment with you and Post Malone, and it involved an elevator. That's next.
Talking to Thomas Rhett, and what's up with this awkward moment between you and Post Malone? You two got stuck in an elevator.
We did. We sure did. Well, the elevator didn't get stuck, but I remember after CMA Fest, Post was like, hey, you're going to stay at this after party, right? And I was like, my wife and I were there, and I'm sitting there going, God, it's already midnight.
Right.
Like I gotta get up at 5:30 to take my kids to school.
He didn't have to get up at 5 a.m.
He did not have to get up at 5. So me and Lauren are kind of hanging, and he's still not there, and we're hanging, and he's still not there. And my wife goes, "Hey, she's like, I love him, but we got to go." Yeah, I was like, I agree with you. And so we got in the elevator, and we're about to get off the elevator, and guess who rolls in the elevator? Post Malone and his whole team. And he was like, "Where are you going?"
Uh-oh.
And I was like, I was going to go home." And he was like, "Nah, dude, you're staying."
Oh,
and I looked at my wife, and she was like, "All right, whatever." And so we stayed for like an hour and got to hang. But yeah, there is no leaving when Post Malone is around.
So. You know what?
There's no leaving.
There's no ghosting.
There's no ghosting. You're exactly right.
There's your next collaboration with him. There's no leaving.
There's no
ghosting.
That's
right. There ain't no leaving posting. When you're around. That's actually a good song idea.
I'm full of them.
Yeah, we're here for you. You know that, TR.
That's right.
And beautiful as you.
Such
thank
awesome
you again.
Song.
It works year round for that special soulmate you have. So
yeah.
Thank
right.
you. Thank you.
That's right. Heck yeah. Thank you all for your time.
Real,
this morning too.
Real
I appreciate
quick.
It.
You want to
yes,
introduce
ma'am.
The song for us?
Yeah. What's up, y'all? My name is Thomas Schrett, and you're about to hear my current single called Beautiful As You. Dedicate it to somebody that you love and crank it up. I feel like I just
yeah.
introduced that like I was on some smooth jazz radio.
Yeah. Now hold that lover tight.
Yeah. Let the saxophone soothe your soul.
Yes.
Right. There's another collaboration idea we got for you. You're going jazz, TR, in 2025.
Oh, my
gosh.